So overall, Holly, your impression of the evening?
Of the whole evening?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a really interesting mixture of visual and sound stuff, so I enjoyed it.
So as far as that, in terms of mixture, a little more detail on
that. So that's what I love about a show like this, is that we have things that are more powerful in a visual sense, things that are more powerful in a sound sense, and so instead of just going to like a play where everybody just talks, there's like all these different textures of, you know, sound coming from somebody's mouth when they're talking, sound coming from an instrument, sound coming from a speaker, from an electronic thing, movement coming from our bodies, movement coming from the video. So there's just all these different textures and ways of receiving information. I love that, having that mixture in one show.
Now, you specifically, how do you identify? Are you a dancer? Is that your, what's your title?
I am a dancer.
Okay, you're a dancer.
Yeah, I am a dancer. What I did was not super dancey, but I am a dancer.
No, and I wasn't trying to get it.
I'm just
the next one.
Okay.
Since you said that wasn't very dancey, you're talking in the traditional.
In the traditional.
Classical sense.
Exactly.
So what specifically made you want to include the chair, and then how did you use that and the sound to kind of influence what
so the chair thing came out of two reasons. One was this thing about this small space and having an anchor in the space, because the last time I improvised in here, I kept going to the walls, and that was bad. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get a new thing to anchor me in this space. So that was one thing. But then I also started visualizing Chet and I out there, and I'm like, Chet's going to be sitting in a chair, and I wanted us to have some common language, and I thought, I want to sit in a chair too. And so then we can start both sitting in chairs, and then I'm going to do different things. Like, we're going to move in different ways in our chairs, but we're both going to have chairs. So it was a way of unifying us, even though we're doing two different art forms. So that was another thing. The third reason I used the chair was because when people have been performing here, when they go down on the floor, you can't see them. But yet standing on my feet all the time for 10 minutes sounded really boring, not being able to use my knees, my hips, my shoulders. So the chair allowed me to use other surfaces of my body in my movement, but yet be elevated off the floor so that the audience could still see me.
So very similar to the wonderful and beautiful coordination between the trio that was here before, when you would crawl on each other's backs.
Right, I had people
and
to
roll
crawl
over
on.
People, so
yes,
they were your chairs.
They were my
that kind
surface.
Of anchored.
So this allowed me to have something like that in the space with me. So those were all reasons I did it. Then once I'm in it, I'm very just a textural person. I love texture, and so the texture, the surfaces against me, the soft parts, the hard parts, combining then with the textures of the sound that's coming to me. And so those two different things, sometimes I'm responding and doing the same thing, sometimes I'm contrasting them, sometimes one part of me is the same and another part of me is different, so I'm really playing with how I'm responding to those contrasts, which part of me is responding to the contrast, or the texture. So that's kind of the game for me, is this sort of dialogue with the different textures and how I'm going to respond and when I'm going to respond.
Now, Chet mentioned specifically that you said you were going to use the chair, and so he went and found chair samples.
Yes.
Was that the particular chair sound you thought of? Did you know he was going to use that one tonight?
I did. Okay.
Had you practiced with that
yesterday,
one?
Yesterday, I heard his sound for the first time.
The one he played tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
So we did improvise with this same sound and with that chair for the first time last night. So we had a run of it just to say, does this work? I had told him about the chair thing, and then he came in with the chair sounds. I thought that was brilliant. I thought that was very fun.
And would that have been where you had gone, like this weird, creaky?
I was open to anything.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was open to anything. I would never have said, why don't you make weird, creaky sounds, but it was great, yeah.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Okay. I thought, considering the two of us are new to working together, that it went really well. I really enjoyed working with Chet. I felt like he was having fun having his own little sound score that he was creating, and I was having fun moving, and we were weaving it together. And I hope to work with him some more.